Welcome to the Raw Talk with Ike Raw podcast. This is the Raw Sports segment where I look back on the sports stories from yesterday and prepare you for the sports stories of today. So let's get into it. The NBA draft was held last night in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. The Phoenix Suns selected DeAndre Ayton from the University of Arizona, number one overall. The Sacramento Kings followed that up by selecting Marvin Bagley III from the University of Duke. The Atlanta Hawks had the number three pick. They selected Luka Doncic from overseas, played for Real Madrid. The number four pick was held by the Memphis Grizzlies. They selected Jaren Jackson Jr. from the University of Michigan State. He's the son of former NBA player and the NBA champion with the 1999 San Antonio Spurs, Jaren Jackson Sr. And at number five, the Dallas Mavericks selected Trae Young and then traded Trae Young to the Atlanta Hawks for Luka Doncic, the number three pick. So the number three pick was traded for number five. So Luka Doncic won't be playing for the Atlanta Hawks. He'll be playing for the Dallas Mavericks. And Trae Young will not be playing for the Dallas Mavericks. He'll be playing for the Atlanta Hawks. The Sixers, Philadelphia 76ers, had the number 10 pick in the draft. It was said for some weeks now that they would select Mikal Bridges, the forward from Villanova. They did select Mikal Bridges with the 10th pick in the draft. It was, you know, beautiful moment. He was selected. His mom did the interview with him. As we all know, his mom is part of the H&R department in the Philadelphia 76ers organization. So it was a great moment for the family. Everyone was proud. Mikal Bridges was at his press conference speaking to the press. He was then notified that he has been traded to the Phoenix Suns. So yes, the Philadelphia 76ers did select Mikal Bridges with the 10th pick in the draft. They then later traded him to the Phoenix Suns for their 16th pick in the draft, which was Zaire Smith, the forward from Texas Tech. The Philadelphia 76ers will also receive a future first-round pick, 2021 pick, of the Miami Heat, which will go to the Phoenix Suns and then go to the Philadelphia 76ers. So the Sixers traded Mikal Bridges, the forward from Villanova, to the Phoenix Suns for their number 16 pick last night, which was Zaire Smith from Texas Tech, and they received a first-round pick, future first-round pick from the Miami Heat. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that trade. But Mikal Bridges, after hearing about the trade, says he understands it, says his mom's doing fine. It's business. It's the NBA. He's looking forward to going out to Phoenix and, you know, having a great career. The Denver Nuggets selected at number 14, Michael Porter Jr., as we all know, the University of Missouri forward only played three games this season because of back issues. It was said before the draft last night, stories came out that, you know, some medical issues concerning his back weren't good enough for a lot of teams to select him. So his draft stock slipped, as they say. He dropped in the draft. Last year, coming out in 2017, he was the number one overall recruit in high school. So the draft was last year. Most people were saying if he was eligible to come straight from high school, he would have been the number one pick last year in the NBA draft, Michael Porter Jr. But he fell in the draft. He was selected number 14 overall. He's going out to the Denver Nuggets. He says he doesn't take anything for granted. He doesn't think he should be the number one pick if he didn't earn it. So he said he's going to work hard. He's going to show all the teams that passed on him that they made a big mistake. So we'll see what happens with that as far as the Denver Nuggets goes at that point in time. And NFL news, Jameis Winston, quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is preparing to be suspended by the NFL for three games. The NFL is planning to suspend Jameis Winston for the first three games of the season, according to a report by ESPN's Adam Schefter. So shout out to Schefty. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers aren't sweating their backup options. They have Ryan Fitzpatrick there. So the Bucs seem like they're not worried about Jameis being suspended because they're saying Ryan Fitzpatrick can step in and do a great job. The Bucs were cautiously optimistic all offseason, but knew Winston could face discipline following an investigation into his alleged groping of a female Uber driver, and they secured insurance by re-signing Ryan Fitzpatrick in March, before he could test free agency. So Ryan Fitzpatrick, as we all know, he's a 14-year veteran. He signed with Tampa Bay last offseason and won two of his three starts in 2017. So Jameis Winston was accused of groping a Uber driver in 2016 One of his college teammates who allegedly was in the Uber with him came out and said at the time that Jameis did not do it. You know, the Uber driver was, you know, making false accusations. So after the investigation, the NFL has determined that they will suspend Jameis Winston for the first three games of the season. So the Jameis Winston that has been on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers since the day we drafted him, this is Tampa Bay speaking, has been a model in the community, a model in the locker room. So they're saying that basically they stand behind Jameis Winston, and they're saying that, you know, whatever they say the NFL found, and which is going to lead to the three-game suspension, that they stand behind Jameis. So it doesn't just impact his availability for games in 2018, but possibly his future with the organization. The Bucs have fully supported him, both publicly and privately, up until this point. But Tampa Bay Bucs co-chairman Joe Glazer told ESPN back in March that the league investigation did not change his perception of Winston whatsoever. He lauded Winston for his work ethic, leadership, and contributions off the field. So we'll see how that goes. So Jameis Winston, accused of groping a female Uber driver in 2016, looks like be suspended for the first three games of the upcoming NFL season. And so we'll see how the Tampa Bay Buccaneers recover from that, and you know what they plan to do. So they have week one. They have a home game against the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm sorry, that's the second game. Week one, they have the New Orleans Saints. Week two, they have a home game against the Eagles. And week three, they're home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that's the first three games that Jameis Winston will be suspended from: Saints, Eagles, and the Steelers. So hopefully, you know, he'll learn his lesson from this. You know, as we all know, well, we all probably don't know, he had some issues in college. He was accused of sexually assaulting a young woman. Charges were never filed against him. It was a whole big thing about, you know, police covering up for him. And, you know, there was an incident where he walked into a supermarket and walked out with some crab legs without paying for them in college. So there's a little history here with Jameis Winston being in the news for things other than football. So we'll see where this goes. So this has been the Raw Sports segment with Ike Raw. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Anchor. Follow the podcast, Raw Talk with Ike Raw. Also, make sure you follow Ike Raw on Twitter. That's at IkeRaw1977. Social media, Instagram, Facebook, at North Philly Ike Raw. So until next time, this has been Raw Sports.